Bahamas trip. I now would like to highlight a few people on our organization that recently, within the last few days, Fast Start and Performance Club qualified in the month of July. I'd like to begin with our new associate, Georgiana Luna. She has a background in media marketing. Wesley and I are just so excited to recognize her, excited to have her on our team. I met her at a chamber event and invited her to lunch, shared the membership with her, then invited her to a live briefing. She saw the opportunity and joined our team in July 26th, and Fast Start qualified and Performance Club qualified over the weekend. I also would like to recognize my cousin, Mary. She has a background in the medical field, started Legal Shield 3 weeks ago, and Fast Start qualified within just a few days, ending the month with 9 personal sales and already has 5 guests attending our local briefing this Tuesday. I know that this is just the beginning for her. And next, we would like to highlight Ms. Jolynn, that is in Ms. Sherry Rosen's organization, that also Fast Start qualified within the last month and also reached her goal of qualifying for the trip to the Bahamas last month. I'm so excited for her and Sherry. I know that the best is yet to come for those two powerful, powerful ladies. So excited to hear that they recently were at a group certification class in California, and they are ready to take their business to the next level. And lastly, Legal Show family, I'll end with this. Never, never, ever, ever give up on your family or your friends that have not joined your team. Have faith on them, because you never know when the timing will be right. I recently brought my cousin Angel and Blanca Jimenez into the business, and they too have Fast Start qualified and also have qualified for the trip and are doing just amazing things in the business. I've been talking to him about our opportunity over the past 2 years, and I'm just so excited to bring them on board. And we're just excited, Mr. Moore, because we are going to take our business to the next level. We're not giving up until we are your next $100,000 ring earners.
Well, I have no doubt, Martha, you and Wesley are running hard. You're doing the right things. That your team is exploding right and left, and we're very, very excited for you. You're really close to your $100,000. With no doubt, you'll have it next. So congratulations on what you're doing and what you're continuing to do.
Thank you so much.
All right, now I want to quickly go out to Boise, Idaho, and to new $50,000 and $100,000 ring earner. That's Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Awesome. Martha Dodd, so proud of you, by the way. But real quick, I just wanted to recognize someone. And again, this is the power of events, right? We had someone on the team who did not Fast Start qualify, but their sponsor got him to a Super Saturday last week, got him fired up, or Mr. Tony Petrill got him fired up. He came home, he was making calls on the way home, went out, and even though he couldn't Fast Start qualify earlier in May or June, whenever it was when he signed up, in the 1 week since he was at Super Saturday, he went out and rank advanced, newest senior associate on the team, Mr. Blaine Hooden, congratulations. And that's the power of getting people to events. Whatever the next event is in your market, make sure you get, you know, you just promote the event. Don't give up on the people that are already in. Just promote the event, get people there. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. And congratulations to you, sir, on your
$200,000. Thank you very much, Damien. Congratulations. New $50,000 and $100,000 ring earner. You're doing an outstanding job, and we're so proud that you're on the team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, and also to announce a brand new recruiting contest on our More Success team, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, the executive vice president of Legal Shield, and that is none other than my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Sir, go right ahead.
My phone's been messing up tonight. You know what exciting call. What exciting people. What exciting time. You know, I was talking to somebody today. After 32 years, I still get excited about this because I have never seen the opportunity better than what it is right now. You know, Randy, I don't know whether to announce this before or after the guest speaker. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, folks. You know, we're having our retreat in January, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So, as usual, we want to put on a little contest. The contest starts from July the 18th till the end of the year. And here's what it is. For the top recruiter on the team, I made an arrangement with Legal Shield, the Rick Haney suite, which is next door to the penthouse where Jeff Bell lives, for 3 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights for the top recruiter, along with giving them $500 in cash and 2 tickets that they can give to somebody on the team that wants to come. Of course, they do. They will have to be registered for the retreat before the contest ends, sometime before the contest ends, you know. And then we're also going to go ahead and leave the $49 for brand new recruits that registers in the first 20 days. We're going to let the brand new recruits, I say brand new again because I don't want any misunderstanding, brand new people gets in. If they register for the retreat within the first 20 days, they get in for $49. That includes 2 full days of training, 2 lunch and meals, 1 night meal. I don't know what else. Entertainment, the whole shebang. Now then, for the second top recruiter, will be $300 and 2 tickets to give away, and the third will be $200 in cash. And, of course, you do have to be in attendance to get it. I don't want somebody to think they're going to get it. We don't want to represent anything to anybody. And then for the top producer, which Jimmy Parrish has been waxing out, the top producer will get $1,000 in cash, second runner-up, $300, and the third will get $200. Remember, it started July the 18th forward. Now, here's the real kicker. We need to be fast start qualifying people more. So for those people that work hard with their team, the new recruits, to get them fast start qualified, each one that get fast start qualified, instead of counting one on his recruiter, it will count like 3 recruits. So you get them in, you get them fast start qualified, that will be equal to 3 recruits because that is a little better than the company average. And so we want people to be fast start because, after all, you get them in and they don't do anything, they're going to get out. But if we can get them fast start qualified, get some money in the pocket, well, I think it'll be a great deal. I tell you what, I'm going to introduce the speaker. After the speaker, so we're going to ask for comments. So God bless you and get ready for a great ride. This lady that's going to talk to you, of course, $150,000 ring earner, $200,000 ring earner, performance club member, Power 20 member, got the biggest bonus her and her husband did given at the convention, $142,000. And I forgot what the dad got and on. This lady is one of my very favorite people. I think one of the best trainers that's been overlooked at all of Legal Shield. And I say that with sincerity after 30-something years. Your friend, my friend, and a number one trainer, Miss Kate Burns.
All right, Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, we can. I'm so happy to have you on.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on the call tonight. It's interesting. You talk about me, and I kind of hope to hear from someone else, and it sounds like you're announcing someone else. It's always so humbling and such an honor to hear everything that you say and how much you edify everyone, you know, within your organization. And before I get into my training topic, you know, this evening, I just want to say, first of all, I mean, you know, people hear, you know, the story about our run on for this $142,000 bonus that we got, and there's so many people who participated in that, you know, so many unsung heroes, as I like to call them, who were a part of that. You know, some of them had the big checks as well, some of them, you know, smaller checks, but at the end of the day, it's been a community effort. And so I would like to highlight a few people on the team who just continue to do such a tremendous job every single day, day in and day out, just really fighting for their own reason why. And the first person here for me is Mr. Orion Parker. He's also the regional manager out of the Southern Utah market, a brand new executive director on the team. And, you know, I believe he's creating what we call a new normal for himself of accepting nothing less than executive director. He's developed a large organization nationwide. And so I want to congratulate him on hitting the executive director level. Also, we have a couple brand new $50,000 ring earners on the team. Ms. Jennifer Jensen out of Utah. Mr. Jeffrey McGuire in the alliance with the Randy Harrison out of Utah as well. 2 brand new, $50,000 ring earner. And I believe before the year is over with, these guys will most likely be $100,000 ring earners as well. So much success in the world of Legal Shield. It's so exciting. I still remember days when I got started back in 2010. I remember hearing the stories. I remember seeing the success, and I remember wondering if I one day could also speak of that type of success. You know, if so many people could do it, could I do it as well? And I am so blessed that so many people in this company spoke life into me And that's really what it's all about. You know, I mean, I couldn't see the success for myself, but I was thankful that so many people looked at me and saw things in me that I couldn't even even fathom. And at times when it got rough, I had to borrow from their belief in myself, in my abilities, and even my reasons why, though I was more connected to those, I had to borrow from their belief in me in order to keep going. And it certainly has been a blessing. You know, I enjoy being a stay-at-home mom of three kids now and just kind of continuing to enjoy all the perks that this life has to offer. And so I won't dive in too much details as far as my story is concerned, because I think that we are in such a critical time right now when it comes to, you know, our legal show business. You know, today's the first of the second of the month, and it's still early enough that all of us can set goals, you know, and really reach those goals. And a few months ago, back at the beginning of the year, actually, there's a book that was introduced to us called The Four Disciplines of Execution. And for those of you who are brand new on the call, I highly, highly encourage you to find this book and read it. You know, we believe in personal development, reading 10 pages of a good book every single day. If you're reading something different, that's great. If you're in between books, I highly suggest it, because that was the starting point for the bonus that we were able to go in and get, you know, the four disciplines of execution. And really what those are is, first of all, you have to identify what your wildly important goal is. Sometimes what happens is you have so many people who want to go after far too many things in life, and they end up not achieving any of the above. And so what the book suggests is that you identify the one thing, maybe one or two things, not more than two things, though, that if achieved, they could have a tremendous shift in your life as you know it now in a positive way. So that is your wildly important goal. I remember back when we, you know, the bonus was announced and my husband and I made a goal, you know, to go after it. We have this huge board in our bedroom where we wrote down the goal. The goal was actually $120,000 in 6 months, and this is one of those times where it's okay to miss the goal and end at $142,000. But really, you know, we had this goal, and we set the board, and we had names on the board, and we had check marks next to every name, and we knew exactly, you know, how to go about executing that goal. And so first of all, determine, if you're brand new in the business, what is your wildly important goal? What's the next step for you? Is it, you know, getting in a performance club, which I say with the type of incentive that the company has on the table right now, every single person in this company on this line right now, every single leader on this line deserves to be in the performance club. Okay, you deserve that much. I don't believe anybody gets started in legal show just to, you know, kind of say that you got started in legal show. There's many people, it's a lot like joining a health club, right? It's one thing to pay the dues to, you know, to your goals gym. It's another thing to actually go in the gym and get in the trenches and actually start making things happen. And we have incredible tools. We have an incredible system that all you do is plug yourself into that system. So again, the first step is setting your wildly important goal. You know, some of us are shooting for the $300,000 ring, but for my husband and I, I'll just share that. We want to have 100 people at the Bahamas. Okay, 100 people at the all-expense-paid vacation that the company has on the table right now. And just to kind of put that into perspective, that's a $7,000 plus vacation that the company is footing the bill for. But guys, nothing happens by chance. You have to be intentional about being a part of this vacation. And that start by setting the intention. What is that? Get yourself into the performance club. Having those 5 points a month is a starting point of all of it. And then the second one of the four disciplines of execution is act on the lead measure. What is a lead measure? 2 exposures a day. 2 people a day that get to receive the legal show story. You know, I heard it said by Mr. Franco Coin several times, you know, it's all about how many people a day are hearing the legal show story on your behalf. His goal is to have distribution points of legal show across every single state in the United States, and every province opened in Canada. How many times a day is the story being told on your behalf? Okay, those are your lead measure. We need to have these exposures done. And exposure is simply you're inviting someone to take a look at the information. And it sounds something like this. Hey, John, how's it going? Great. Hey, listen, I'm calling you on business. I know you've got some catching up to do, but I just wanted to give you a quick call because I just got started working on this project. I'm super excited about it. In fact, I really think you'll like it. But even if you don't, I'd love to share with you what it is I'm working on. If I were to email you some information, would you be able to take a look at it? If you're taking notes, write this down for your notes. If I were, would you? If I were to email you a video, if I were to email you a 10-minute video, would you be able to take a look at it? If I were to get you the address to this orientation, I call business briefings, I prefer calling them orientations, that we have on Thursday night, would you be able to come and take a look, at the information? If I were to buy you lunch, would you be able to come check things out? If I were, would you? That's the exposure process. We don't go into what legal shield is all about. We don't go into attorneys and wills and money and all that stuff. It's, hey, listen, I'm excited about this. I think you'll be too. But even if you're not, I'd love for you to know what it is I'm working on. If I were to send you some stuff, would you take a look at it? That's kind of a way of qualifying them. And it's just a matter that your lead measure then becomes how many times per day you have that invite out there. And, guys, it doesn't take any more than really 2 minutes to do that whole thing. You know, and we say two exposures a day, but by all means, don't make your minimums your maximum. You can do a heck of a lot more than two invites per day and have people actually take a look at the information. The third one of the three disciplines of execution is keeping a compelling scoreboard. Keeping a compelling scoreboard. And I mean, this is a point within itself that I could take hours to train on because I think it's so critical. And kind of a way to illustrate that point is picture yourself maybe walking around the neighborhood and you could see maybe a group of teenagers shooting hoops, you know, on a basketball hoop around the corner. Can you from, you know, a few feet away tell whether they're keeping scores or not? The answer is you absolutely can. If they just kind of randomly, passively throw, you know, shoot some hoops and every now and then it goes in and nobody really pays attention, nobody really cares, you absolutely can tell. But what happens if they start keeping scores? All of a sudden, you see people very engaged, very intense, very motivated to actually make it happen. And the same is with our legal show business. If we just randomly kind of sit and be passive about, you know, every now and then you're going to, you know, throw a video that way and do this and that, it also shows in our results. And so my encouragement, the one thing that I really want to urge you to do is set the goal for you to know exactly where you're at. If you're shooting to be in the performance club, you know that you need 5 points a month and it's the 27th of the month and you don't even have one, you know something is wrong. But when you're watching that and you're intentional, you know, about the activity that you need to put forth to get to your goal, it makes a world of difference. And the fourth one of the discipline of execution is creating cadence of accountability. And I love utilizing Facebook as a platform for this. You know, and that's basically just kind of putting it out there. There's a host of people who utilize the Prospect by Legal Shield application, and they just take a screenshot of where they're at and let the world know, you know what, this was my goal. I wanted to have this many exposures, and this is what I've gotten. And having those cadence of accountability just encourages people to just step up. You may be an encouragement of to someone without even knowing it, just as someone else would be an encouragement to you. And so when you have all those four things working together, that was the starting point of our $142,000 run, is having the wildly important goal, knowing what the lead measure is, acting on that lead measure, having, you know, keeping a compelling scoreboard and creating a cadence of accountability. Once we've done that, you know, I read through the 4 D's of Executions book and then, went on to the Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And oh my goodness, what an amazing book. What an inspiring book. you know, and guys, for those of you, again, who are brand new, just please put this in your notes. Leaders are readers, okay? Leaders are readers. So make it a point to find a book that will be with you along this journey. When the company has a, you know, an incentive like this on a table, like the $7,000 vacation to the Bahamas, you know, don't look at this as, oh my gosh, you know, I need to go on this vacation. The beauty of what we do is this gets to be way beyond our own goals. Like the great Jim Rohn said, find a way to serve the many, for service to many leads to greatness. I remember, you know, for the past few days of the week, Mr. Randy Harrison, I don't know if he's on the line right now, he's one of the biggest servant leaders I've ever met. Like, I can't tell you how many text messages per day I would receive from him, you know, just being like, okay, you know, I really want to have this person on a trip with me. Can we make sure they have the legal shield advantage, you know, taken care of, you know, how many more points? Can you please help me check on how many points they have? And this was the general theme across the board. You know, leaders like the Kimberly Thorns out there, the Orion Parkers out there, not just making sure that they get the points, that they get the, you know, their trips secured, so to speak, but also how many other people can I inspire enough to go on a trip with me. The motto for our company is worry less and live more. And it just says that there's so many families out there that are down on their knees praying and hoping for an opportunity to come along and hoping the something changes someday. So many people have, you know, promises that they've extended to their loved ones. You know, one day I'll take you on that vacation. One day, one day, one day. But here we have an opportunity to be a blessing to those people, guys. Two recruits per month between now and December with, you know, good for 80% persistency, and you get to go on this all experience. I don't even know how the company can justify this financially, but seriously, in my book, it doesn't matter. You know, this is an integral company. Every promotion they've always put out there, you know, they've made good on. You do your part, the company will follow through, and, you know, you can have the success and have an army of people. So I would write the names down. Who are you? Who would you love to be on the beach with? Who would you love to vacation with? Who would you like to offer, so to speak, a honeymoon to, right? And so write down their names. And so when we go and start inviting them, like, listen, I'm working on this project. I don't know. I think you'll like it, but even if you don't, I want you to know what it is. Let them decide whether they want in or not. I believe everybody deserves the right to say no. Everyone deserves the right to say no. And so we simply share the information regardless of who they are. I like to say they can be the wealthiest person on the world. They could be the most educated person or the person who never graduated high school. You know, it doesn't matter. The systems that Legal Shield has in place are sound and are proven, and they apply to every single person that comes and trusts enough in the systems as well as in their leadership to know that they can go out there and achieve whatever goals, you know, may be there. Okay? Proverbs 23, chapter 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so if you believe that you can go out there and not only get this trip for yourself and also be a blessing to someone, believe me, it will happen. The book Think and Grow Rich, one of my favorite sayings in the book Think and Grow Rich is, life's battles don't always go to the faster or stronger man, but sooner or late, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. And so if you think you can get this trip, better yet, if you think you deserve this trip, you will get it. And guys, some of you guys on the line maybe go on trips all the time. But again, put yourself completely out of the equation. This is not about you, but how many people can you be a blessing to? How many people can you open that door to? We are leaders, and leaders lead by example. One of my favorite saying is, they didn't tell me how to live, but yet they lived and allowed me to watch. people are watching you. Once you align your name with the Legal Shield name, people start checking you out. But the beauty of what we do is that we have a very rock-solid, reputable company that has paid so much money just over the convention time frame, the year between the previous conference and the one that we had a couple of weeks ago. We created 34 brand new ring earners. And since the convention, I don't even know how many more ring earners were created. Probably over 30 ring earners again. It tells you the system works, but it only works if you work it. The wealthiest places on earth are not the oil fields in the Middle East or the nor the diamonds of South Africa. The wealthiest places on earth are the cemeteries, because in there are buried in the ground businesses that were never formed, songs that were never sung, books that were never written, potential that were never realized, dreams that were never that never came to pass. And so don't go to your grave with your treasures still in you. That was spoken to me so many years ago, and I take that to heart. I believe that, you know, the potential that was put within each and every single one of us was put there for a reason. So go out there, Legal Shield family, and get what you are worth. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same seat. I don't know what who was the young lady who said that at the convention, and I remember that resonating with me so well. You cannot be afraid of the success. You deserve the success. You were put on this earth to be successful. And boy, the vehicle that Legal Shield provides you with is one that is simply, I mean, this is an idea whose time has come. None of us were invited to, you know, the auto insurance industry, the health insurance or life insurance industry back when they were 2% market penetration. Yet we get to be here now. We get to be put in front of that trend before the masses get wind of it. And so, you know, my suggestion to you is find a book that you will tap into, whether it's the 4DX book, whether it's the Success Principles, Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It doesn't matter. Just find a good book that you will tap into and get yourself plugged into your weekly events. If you're taking notes, write down LegalShieldCalendar.com/option. Your state's initial. LegalShieldCalendar.com/your state's initials. That's where you get to see where all the events in your state are. And the closer you stay to the fire, the more success you're going to have. And with that, Mr. Moore, thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to come and share on the line this evening. I'll go ahead and throw the call back over to you, sir.
You know, I want to thank you over and over again. You and your husband are certainly an inspiration. What a fantastic job. And you're right about the book. I have only started reading it because I've read my Bible a lot, and I'm also reading Dig Deep by J.C. Watts, Jr., a great book also, The Seven Truths to Finding Your Strength Within. Those are great books, many others, but she's right. Read some every single day. All the time I've ever been in this, I've read an average of 20 pages a day, including my Bible. It's a good thing to do. You certainly have the fire going. We appreciate it, and God bless you. And I'm going to turn it to Randy. But thank you, and thank Ryan. God bless you. Randy?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Kate. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you, what an awesome job you did, and I can't wait to hear you teach at our More Success Team Retreat in January. That's going to be outstanding. But what were the two names of your new $50,000 ring earners again?
That was Jennifer Jansen. And Randy Harrison, who's partnered with Jeffrey Maguire.
Okay, all right. That's great. But I appreciate it, and I apologize for not mentioning those earlier. That brings us to 21 new ring earners this year. That's not too bad, is it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's going at a
phenomenal
rate, and a lot of it has to do with you and your team, and we appreciate you very, very much. So thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Can't wait to hear from your husband, Ryan. You and him make quite a pair, and you're building a huge organization, and we appreciate all that you're doing, and we just want to congratulate you once again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll turn the call, Mr. Moore. I guess it's time to go ahead and end the call.
Well, Randy, I was going to ask Jeff Hughes what he thought about the contest. Maybe Damian Sheever would like to hear one or two people comment.
Well, let's go out to the state of Virginia and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeff Hughes. I believe he's in speaker mode tonight. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, Jeff. Do you have any comments about the new recruiting contest?
Well, first off, congratulations to all the new ring earners. It's super exciting, and I love it when good things happen to my friends. So, yeah, it's great. I love the contest. I love the Moore Success Team retreat. It's the best event of the year as far as I'm concerned. I love convention, but sometimes with convention, it's so broad. There's so much going on, it's hard to come home and be focused. The Moore event is very focused on how to be successful in the basics of Legal Shield, whether you're on the recruiting side or the production side. Love the contest because it's focusing us on what we need to be doing, which is recruiting people, fast start qualifying them, and then those that are on the production side, you know, being a top producer. If you just recruited two people a month between July and December, you'd have recruited 12 people. But if you fast start those 12 people, fast start qualify them, it's like you recruited 36 people as far as the contest. So I just as a word to the wise, kind of a strategy. If you want to place in this contest, it's not going to go to the person who recruits the most people. It's going to go to the person who recruits the most people and fast start qualifies those people. So focus on that fast start qualification. Recruiting is fairly easy. Fast start qualifying is where the challenge is. That's how the Burns won their big $140,000 bonus was by focusing on fast start qualification. So I'd love to have them train on that sometime. Mr. Moore, maybe in the future, maybe Mr. Burns could come on and talk to the team about how to track that fast start qualification, make sure that happens. That would be helpful to everybody. Thank you, sir, and I'll kick the call back over to you.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff, and that would be excellent if he could train on that sometime. Go ahead, Randy.
All right. Let's go back to Idaho and to new $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheever. Do you have any questions or comments?
No, just I got to tell you, I'm just so impressed with everything that Ryan and Kate accomplished. I'm so excited about our recruiting contest and, you know, as far as the producing contest, I know we give away $1,000 to, you know, the top producer. Mr. Moore, what I want to know is what do we give away to, like, the 50th top producer? Cause that's probably where I'll end up being. So if we could give something away to the 50th, that would be awesome. But
yeah, but Damon, I tell you what, you're going to be making so much money, you won't ever miss it.
There you go. Ryan and Kate, so proud of you guys, and I'll see you guys at Super Saturday this month. And congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much, Damon. We appreciate that. Let's go out to let's go to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you in speaker mode?
I sure am.
You got any comments on the new recruiting contest?
Oh, I think it's fantastic, and I agree. You know, I actually had a fair amount of people the last few days of the month. They got really excited about the trip, and it's like Kate says, it's not about the leaders winning their trips. It's about the people that you can inspire to win their trip. And by getting them to Fast Start Qualify, we had some people that are completely and totally excited, and the people that felt kind of defeated. Of course, we now have the second chance, and now they're all excited all over again. And I think it's fantastic because, you know, there's truth in that. There's just so much truth in the duplication process.
Well,
and
we appreciate those comments, Linda.
Yes.
You've always done an awesome job. You've always been one of the top recruiters on the team. And I know you always take advantage of all the contests that Legal Shield has to offer. Last, let's go back to the state. Let's go back to Oklahoma and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Absolutely, Randy. What an exciting contest. First of all, let me say Kate Burns did a phenomenal job training. She's just a talent there. I'm really excited about the contest and the recruiting and being able to, like Jeff mentioned, the 3-to-1, you get them qualified, and that's the name of the game, and putting them in Performance Club, you know, it's just the Performance Club to Platinum, and that's what it takes to be able to get there, and that's where we want to be. So we're excited about it, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate those comments tonight. Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Did I take myself off mute?
Yes.
Well, you know, Randy, what, you know, Kate did outstanding. I appreciate all the comments. And the truth about it, I didn't come up with that 3-for-1. Somebody on the team named Damon Sheber and Jeff Hughes come up with those deals. In fact, you know, I thought it was a wonderful idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it, but I don't want to take credit for it because it is a great multiplier there. You know, someone asked me, Randy, well, more than one last week, said, well, how do you work as business? And here's how I really believe it's so simple. You serve God, take care of your family, and help people. Just help people. So with that, I want to thank each one that's on the call tonight. And they're going to have an APT Saturday right here in Ada, Oklahoma. So if you're close to here, come on out. We'll be glad to have you. I want to say this. God bless you. Keep safe. Take care of your family. Do legal seal. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.